When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Gene, a.k.a. Watson. I'm here with my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerd. This is your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my host, DJ Arkansas. Jazz, you're on mute, boy.
Why is it pronounced Arkansas and not Arkansas?
Because there's no S at the end, right?
There is an S at the end.
Is Arkansas?
Yeah.
There's an S at the end of Arkansas?
Bruh.
Wait, what? Get out of here. Arkansas. There is an S. I've been spelling it wrong my whole life because it doesn't sound like an S.
Yeah.
It should be called Arkansas.
You're about to piss off a whole state, my guy.
Well, you know what? It should be called Arkansas because I was there and my last name is gone.
Arkansas.
Yes. Oh my God. We are back, guys. Welcome to Salam Nerds Weekly. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks hiatus. That's a while. We haven't been on a hiatus that long since like we both fell into depression in the summer, in the winter of 2022.
Good times.
That was a good time. We fought through our depressions. It's really funny. You know how like women have their like cycles like sync up? We had our depressions like kind of weird. I don't know how that happened. We both just went into depression around the same time. And that's what happened. Someone says I forgot
like
about
seasonal affective disorder or something like.
Well, I don't get it every year. That was the only year I had it, and it was bad. So I don't know. That was a rough year. That was a rough year for me, man. It was I believe the November and December of 2022. That's probably one of the worst years of my life. I was definitely struggling, but went to therapy. Went to Pakistan on that like life-changing trip that I went on to that we did a podcast on, I think like episode 400 or something. And then, you know,
400. Saying episode 400.
And then, you know, I got into shape. I got healthy, hung out with friends and, you know, really reconnected with a lot of people I haven't hung out with. And then got selected to be on a documentary / reality show and did that for a while. And like, so like, listen, guys, if when things are bad, you just gotta keep going through because the only way out is through it. It's tough. It's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's there. You just gotta keep going. So yeah, that was the last time we took a hiatus. This time we took a hiatus for fun reasons. This time, I went to, I got a little promotion at work, which was cool, which was nice. Yeah, very nice. And then I went to a wedding in Chicago, which was wild. Shout out to my friends, Syrah and Ali. They got married. And that was a really cool wedding. One of the most fun weddings I've ever been to. I did a whole dance. Maybe I'll post my dance on YouTube and Instagram. That's going to be cool. Then I went to this amazing Palestinian concert in Chicago called Artists Against Genocide, and that was really, really cool. Met this like cool DJ named DJ Nunez, I think, and like she's amazing. Like the music was all like, it was all Arab music, and it was a vibe. And obviously they had to drop some like Daisy songs in there for us, which was cool. Really, really appreciated that. That was fun. And then I went to Atlanta. I hung out with our boy Atif, and that was fun. He told me about the dating scene in Atlanta and how wild that is and how interesting that is.
Atlanta's one of those cities too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're very conservative in a very unique way. I didn't understand that. Like, you know, they're like a lot of things are very faux pas to do there.
Welcome to the South.
I know. Georgia is the South. Like, that's like the stereotype South. That's the whatchamacallit, you know, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn South. Like, that. that's that.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's that kind of South. But that was cool. And then I went to Arkansas, which was a rough trip because I had to have a layover in Houston. And you, motherfucker, were hoping that I missed my flight, and I almost did.
I was just hoping you would miss it.
I had a 50-minute window to get into my flight, and my connecting flight, and my flight was 50 minutes delayed, like literally 5 minutes after Jazz says, I hope you get stuck here.
I tried to manifest it. You could spend like a whole day with me, but
I know. I could have, but like, and I really needed to get to Arkansas.
Arkansas.
So I sprinted my marathon training. Look at all these medals I got in the back. My marathon training kicked in, and I like inhale, breathe, inhale, breathe. I like, oof. Stuck in your diaphragm. You do all that stuff. You know, you gotta get your running shoes on. And I did that with a 50-pound backpack on, which was not fun. But
how much time did you actually have for that connection? Like, I'm curious.
I had probably 20 minutes.
Did you make it?
Dude, so I ran as fast as I can. And
what gate
made
did you come into? Because I actually know Bush Airport like the back of my head.
I had to get on the little air train. I had to get on the freaking air train.
Oh, wow. So you had to go to a different terminal.
Yeah, I had to go to a completely different terminal. So it was like B19 to C9 or something like that.
Oh, okay, so at least the terminals right next to each other. So
yeah. Unless your dumbass takes the wrong way on the air train to go all the way.
You went to Terminal A. Oh, well, luckily Terminal A is the beginning, and so you just go.
Yeah, so you just get off and get on and get back on. Do that, and then I ran. I ran as hard as I could. Luckily, I got there right before as they were closing. Not because I made it in 20 minutes, but because they decided to hold the gate off a little bit for the connecting flight. Mm-hmm. So there were only like four flights that were like a 40-minute window that people were like, you know, could have missed. So I gave them a heads up, and they actually held those flights for us. And I barely made it.
That's very common at Bush Airport. Like, that's a thing. Like, people are just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, which is good.
Continental. So for those that don't know, back in the day, United Airlines bought out another airline called Continental Airlines.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Continental Airlines had the best service. Like, hands down, my favorite airline of all time. And so a lot of the old Continental people, because Houston was the home base for Continental, they're still here, and they still provide that same Continental service. And so you'll have experiences like this in Houston. And so that's the old Continental way of doing things.
Yeah, interesting.
Because otherwise United would be like, oh, hell no. They're late. We'll put them on a different flight, right? Like, that's just the way they operate.
United doesn't give it. Nope.
Yeah, United does not give a damn. So,
frankly, my dear, United does not give a damn.
Frankly, my dear, United Airlines does not give a damn.
Although, when I got to Arkansas, I met like Daisy's, and they have like an Arkansas accent, and it was kind of wild to me. I was like, your accent is white people. I was like, how do you guys have this accent? What are you doing? Are you playing a trick on me?
That's totally real, man.
Yeah, man. They've been there forever. Really, what the reason there's so many brown people in particularly Little Rock, Arkansas, and Batesville, Arkansas, is because a lot of doctors go there, because like underdeveloped hospitals usually like, underdeveloped areas, I guess, hospitals give like incentive to people who are like international doctors coming from like, you know, from the med school overseas.
Oh, it's not
or whatever.
The hospitals. It's the match program.
Yeah, the match program. Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, the match program. So people match there a lot, especially international students.
Right, because like that's like no one's first choice, and so.
Aw. You know,
I mean, it's just the truth. Like, who wants to go to Little Rock, Arkansas, when you can go to like Houston, New York? Like,
that's true.
Why would anybody choose those places?
Well, right? Listen. I spent a week there, and I had a wonderful time.
No shitting on Arkansas. Like, do not get me wrong.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed my drive through Little Rock when I went there back in 2017. Yeah. But people have biases and they don't exactly choose the best places. Like, I love Minneapolis. And people are like, Minneapolis? Why do you like Minneapolis? I'm like, it's a
Mighty
great
Ducks.
Place to be.
But it's cold as fuck.
It is cold as fuck. But you know what?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's fair. I did a lot of hiking. Some was really, really good. Some was a lot of fun. Like, did some really hardcore rock climbing.
It's borderline Appalachia, so yeah.
Yeah, I did some really hardcore hot rock climbing to the point where I was like, I can't get down. I'm too scared. I've gone too high.
Just jump.
No, you couldn't jump. No, you would die. I was like, going up is the easy part. Coming down, it's like, ooh, gravity. He's not a fan to me. So we did that. And then I also did this thing called the Blanchard Springs Canyons. And if you go to my Instagram, you'll see the pictures. They're beautiful. These canyons are amazing, and they're vast and they're large. And like, you would think a canyon would have some kind of like damp smell to it or something, but it was like,
no,
almost like divine. Like, it kind of makes me understand why, like, in most like Abrahamic, like, you know, religions, like the prophets would like meditate in caves. And like, you kind of understand when you're there, you're kind of like, you get it. You're like, this feels like a very spiritual place. Like, the air, the sounds, like the touch, everything, like the way this, like the rock and this,
yeah,
all
the
that stuff.
Stalactites.
Yeah. It's so beautiful, but it's so serene. I highly recommend it. It was so cool. Like, I had a great time there. But your boy got bit by a spider, bro.
Are you Spider-Man? Like,
Bro, look how bad this spider bite is. It's not pretty. Look at that. This
gooey Spider-Man.
Dude, it was so bad. Here's the thing. A lot of people are like, number one, are you okay? And number two, do you have powers? And the answer to both is, I hope so. Yeah. I was like, but I don't know if I can handle that responsibility, man. That's a lot of responsibility to be Spider-Man.
But you also get great power.
Yeah, but like, his first girlfriend always dies.
Well, lucky for you, you've already had a girlfriend, and therefore, whatever happens to her happens to her.
No, I don't want her to die. I don't want her to die, Jazz.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I don't make the rules. All right. If you become Spider-Man, your first girlfriend dies. I mean,
well, Mary Jane didn't work. Mary Jane was Peter's first girlfriend, and she didn't die, but she did cheat on him quite a bit and was kind of a bitch to him.
I mean, if she dies, she dies.
If he dies, he dies. Like Ivan Drago.
I mean, what are you going to do about it, right? Like,
yeah. All right, cool. So listen, man, let's talk about what people miss, man. Let's talk about, okay, that's my adventure in South, you know, in the South. Let's talk about all the pop culture stuff that we've missed since we've been gone on our 2-week hiatus. What have you missed, Jazz? There's so much stuff.
God, I don't even know where to start. So Bad Batch finished up, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched Bad Batch, but we've got to do a Star Wars episode again, man. That was great.
Yes, why don't we schedule the entire season finale of Bad Batch? When did this
series finale, quite frankly?
I watched a few. I got up to the ones where, like, I don't want to spoil it, people, but let's just say some people escape. We don't know who. Some people escape. I got up to that part.
That's very common in Star Wars, people escaping. So, you
people
know
escaping. That's not a spoiler. That's not a spoiler. You know, obviously, people escape. We don't know who. Could be anybody. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's expected.
But yeah, that's where I got up to. So we were doing that. And yeah, let's do it. Let's do it next week. I'm here for all of May. No more traveling. So we can do that. We also got to do X-Men. We're 3 episodes behind. So we got to do 3 episodes this week.
Yeah, and then we gotta do that finale because I'm so hyped for that finale in a couple weeks.
Ooh, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the finale and we'll do X-Men. So we'll be doing that.
And I'm glad the finale is like three episodes and not just like one episode. Like,
yeah,
it's good so far.
It is good. You know what other movie I want to do? I want to do The Fall Guy. That looks really good. I'm hearing a lot of good things about The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling.
You know what? Let me go book my ticket on AMC right now.
Yeah, because I heard it's really good. Number two, I hear like the stunts in there broke like a World Guinness record for the most like cannon rolls for a car.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like eight. Like the car rolls like eight times, like in the air.
All right.
Or I don't know if it's in the air. I don't know if it touches. But like, yeah, they broke the World Guinness World Book of Records. So it's all about like stunt guys. So I like that the fact that like when they're as they're promoting it, they're really promoting the stunt team. Like they're giving them their flowers and they're like adding them to the red carpets and stuff like that. And you get to know them. It's really cool. I like that the Fall Guy promo team is doing that.
Let's do it, man. I am so hyped. Like, man. I love when people put so much care into a movie. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's like something like, you know, like just the stunts or like just the background or something or the music, yeah. Right? Those little things really make the movie for me. So if this is a movie all about stunts, I'm in.
Yeah, that's super cool. Another movie that I kind of want to see is Abigail. We got to support our girl Melissa, so I want to go see that.
Yes, we do.
So that's a really good one. Another movie that I've been hearing good things about is Challengers. Have you heard about Challengers?
Challengers, I have not heard about Challengers.
I kind of don't want to watch it, but based on the trailer, but a lot of people are saying good things about it. But it's a little like, I don't know, I'm not into, number one, I'm not into tennis, and number two, I'm not really into a devil's three-way.
What?
Yeah. Have you not seen the trailer?
Nope.
It's Zendaya and like two white dudes and they're like hooking up and that's like, that's the trailer. And I'm like, I don't really want to see this. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But people are saying good things about it. They're saying it's
fine,
a good
we'll
movie.
Give it a chance.
I don't know. We gotta go. We'll see. Another movie that is
Poor Tom.
Tom? Give it a what?
Tom Holland needs to watch that.
Oh, Tom Holland should probably not watch that.
Tom, we got you, man.
Yeah. If it's insecurity that like mine, I would not watch that.
Nah, Tom's not that insecure, don't worry.
I mean, we're both gonna be Spider-Man from our spider bites. Yo, Zendaya,
Tom Holland,
I got a shot
from it.
Yeah. Yo, maybe I got a shot with Zendaya. Yo, what up?
No,
all right. Yeah, I definitely don't. All right. There's another movie coming out, and you won't believe what this movie is. It's called Pooh versus Mickey. So because of the rights to Winnie of the Pooh and
it's
public domain, they have like these guys who are serial killers, and they somehow get like morphed into Pooh Bear and Mickey Mouse, and then they go around killing people. And it's a movie, bro. It's a movie.
I'm in. I am automatically in just because you said that. Like,
yeah, man.
This is going to be epic.
It's going to be a Pooniverse, like the Winnie the Pooh universe.
Did you just say Pooniverse?
I did say Pooniverse. That I was not. Yeah, I did not mean that.
Memes. This guy.
I did not mean that. It's like the multiverse of poo. I don't know. It even sounds funny.
Sounds even worse.
That sounds even worse. Oh. Oh my god. All right, let's move on to something else.
Do we have to?
We should. All right, let's talk about some cool stuff that happened and some cool stuff that's coming out. They are coming out with Madam Web. Madam Web is coming out with coming out in, I think, like streaming. So we can finally watch the trash or the train wreck that is Madam Web.
You know what I'm doing right now, man?
What?
So my camera auto-adjusts to where I am, but I can't get it to center again.
You're just...
So I'm like trying to like...
Why don't you just like grab your
there
camera?
There we go. I got it.
All right. Now sit still and don't move.
I'll try my best.
All right. All right, Madam Web's coming out May 14. You also got more Wolverine and Deadpool news. Wolverine has gone sleeveless. How do you feel How do you feel about that?
I mean, Hugh Jackman, like, sleeveless, like, I don't really care.
So this is what's really interesting to the discourse about that, because it's really interesting because, like, when they first showed the trailer, everyone was like, yo, like, first everybody wanted the authentic Wolverine costume. Everybody wanted that. They got it. But then it has sleeves, and people were complaining that it has sleeves. Now they took off the sleeves. Now people are complaining they don't have the cuffs, like the guard cuffs. And you just can't make these people happy, man.
No, yeah, no. People suck. There's no way to make everybody happy.
I know. But I am happy. That looks super dope. I also feel like, I saw the trailer, and I feel like Hugh Jackman is doing something different with his voice. He's making his voice sound more Wolverine-y.
Yeah. That's the best way to describe it. More right? Wolverine-y.
It's very, like, more, it's more Wolverine-y. He never did a Wolverine voice, like an authentic Wolverine. It's just Hugh Jackman a little bit, like, darker. But this was, like, Wolverine-y. Another thing I think that's interesting is there is a sequel to one of the most unhinged movies I have ever seen in my life coming out. It's a movie I would look. I don't recommend drugs. We are Salam nerds. We would never do that.
Cocaine Bear?
But if there's one movie, well, I recommended the movie Cocaine Bear, not Cocaine Jazz. Not cocaine. I'm not like, hey, you know what would be really good? What would go really good with this movie? Cocaine.
I mean, have you tried it?
No, I have not. But you know what would really go good with this movie? It may be a little. Maybe some drugs might be good with it. It's called, it's a sequel to Sausage Party.
The animated one?
Have you seen that movie?
I have seen it.
That movie is unhinged, and you cannot watch that sober. Like, that is an unhinged movie.
That's a movie you watch with the boys, like,
that. Yeah,
that's barbecue, and, like, no one else is around. Like, you cannot watch it with kids or, like, your wives or whatever.
No, that you watch that movie, like, when your boy tells you he's depressed, and you give him a something to light up, and you go and watch this movie after you light up, and then you kind of forget the problems of the world. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's what this movie is.
Accurate.
Yeah, but this movie is wild. If you have not watched Sausage Party, it does not get a halal rating. No.
No.
I would not recommend this movie, but I would kind of also recommend it, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't know.
You know what? We got to review both of them. And so I made a Patreon a while back. We got to put this under the Haram Nerds Patreon version.
Yo, Haram Nerds Patreon, where we only talk about haram movies and haram relationships. I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Here's my review of this porn movie. Like,
whoa. No, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. Jesus. What, yes.
You want to hear two brown guys talk about porn?
No, ew, gross. No, no, no.
He's
the production
the
value and
one.
The lighting was really good. No, I'm not doing that, bro. You're not doing that. Oh, God, this just grossed me out, dude. That's not. I'm like grossed out.
I'm going unhinged right now. I don't know why.
It's a little unhinged right now. All right. So you talk about Madam Web. Another show that's coming out soon is My Adventure with Superman. Great show on HBO Max. It's coming out May 28th, second season. Go watch the first season. It's actually really, really good. They do a lot of cool multiverse stuff, and it's like a really great version of Superman. It's like the version of Superman people like. It's not the Snyderverse Superman. It's like a really nice, kind, you know, mild-mannered Superman, and Lois Lane is Asian. Jimmy is black, and, like, I don't know, they mixed up. They do a little bit of race bending, but it's really cool the way they did it. It's not like super in your facey or anything like that, which I like. So cool. I think that's cool. And in other news, Chris Hemsworth came out in an interview, and he talked about how he screwed up Thor: Love and Thunder.
I mean, yeah,
like there's no
redeeming that movie.
He took too much improv, and he did too much improv and took too much wackiness into the character, and it was too much, and he needed to be reeled in a little bit. And I'm like, fair. I like the fact that he's like taking ownership of that. I think that's really cool. I respect that too. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the audience deserves one more Thor movie.
A proper Thor movie. Like, we'll just like retcon all of Thor, Love and Thunder, pretend it didn't happen. And then, well, you know, maybe parts of it happened, but then like really go into a new Thor movie and do it right and bring back, you know, he can be funny and goofy at times, but like, I do want to see something more serious. Like, he's a god after all.
God-ish. Technically an alien. Technically he's an alien. Listen, we can't be promoting we can't be promoting Shirk on this show, bro. We can't be doing that.
This is true. This is Salam Nerds. You're right.
Salam Nerds. He's technically an alien who the Nordic people mistaken for gods in the MCU, at least. So we'll say that. But I don't know. I'm being a little politician here.
Did I really cause you to whiplash that far back to being halal after that one comment? Like, I said one thing. You're like, oh no, I'm gross. This feels weird. And you just whiplash complete 180.
Bro, I'm about to put on a hijab after that comment. That was fucked up. That was too far. Brother, please. Have you heard the Rami thing? He was like, you know, whenever you get a comment that says brother, so they know that you're going to fuck you. It's the worst comment. Like, brother, you know, ugh. Like, you don't want to get those comments.
Astaghfirullah.
They're the worst. They're the worst. All right. Yeah, so that's the update. So we're hopefully going to get another Thor movie, and it's going to be a little bit more reined in. Though, like, people are using this as an excuse to say Thor Ragnarok sucked, and I don't believe that. I think Thor Ragnarok was a good combination of like wackiness but also like good action, and I think it may be because of Loki. I think Loki is just amazing, and like Tom Hiddleston just kills it in everything he does, and it kind of brought a little bit of like brevity to the wackiness of it. Like, I feel like whenever it was getting too wacky, Loki was able to like rein it in a little bit, and Love and Thunder was not able to do that with any of the villains because like they didn't do a proper job with the villain.
Yeah, it really sucks because it was Christian Bale's character.
Oh, and Christian Bale would have killed it.
He killed it. Yeah,
he did a good job. There's nothing he did wrong. It's just, I don't know, how are you gonna be a god butcher and not butcher any gods?
Yeah, that's terrible writing on their part. But I feel like if that was a more serious movie, he could have been a really like big bad almost.
Oh, he could have been a Thanos level villain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he would have nailed that, but like, unfortunately, this is not the world we live in.
No, it happened. Speaking of the world we live in, since the world's about to end, have you heard about this show called Fallout?
Like the video games?
Like the video game? Yeah, they came out with a show.
I didn't know that, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, because TikTok is like all over doing the filters, and they're really popular, and it is a, like, I don't know, I hear people talking about it and they're saying it's really good. I think we should watch it.
Let's watch it. I'm down.
Have you played the video games?
I love the Fallout series. I played a couple of them, so they're like 5 or something right now.
God damn, that's a lot.
I know, yeah. I've only played the first couple because like life happened. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, back in the day I actually played video games quite a bit. But you know what? If I know enough about the games already, I'm very interested in the show. So let's definitely do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. We're gonna do Fallout. So that's gonna be it. Speaking of falling out, a lot of people are having a falling out with The Rock these days. Have you heard about the things that are coming up about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
What happened this time?
So Ryan Reynolds and him had a little bit of a falling out because he would be such a menace on the production of Red Notice, which is a movie that him and Ryan Reynolds and I believe Gal Gadot did. I don't know. I didn't watch it because mainly because Gal Gadot's in it. Right. But he was so late on the set that like Ryan Reynolds got like really pissed off. And what he would do, instead of going to the bathroom, he would pee in bottles and give it to his assistant to throw out.
That's ew.
It's kind of icky, right?
Brother, ew.
Like, ew, brother, ew. Ew, brother, ew.
No, that's gross.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And like he, and like it's like a Voss bottle, so it's like clear and large.
I guess he must have a lot of volume. Like
I guess dude's got a big bladder, I guess. But like but he's like
disgusting.
He admitted it. He was like, yeah, that's the kind of person I am. Like, we got to get the work done. No bathroom breaks. I'm like,
motherfucker. You showed up late, you motherfucker. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yo, but like, honestly, they said he would be late so often on the set of Ballers that the production crew accidentally got health coverage.
Because that's hilarious.
They would end up being 14 plus hour days, and it made them eligible
full-time employees
for insurance, which if The Rock did that on purpose, that's actually kind of cool. But like, I got
mad respect if that's what happened.
If that was on purpose, that'd be kind of cool.
I would respect him so much more. I would forgive the whole pee in the bottle thing if that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
no, like honestly, if he's gonna like, you know, play this caricature of a person just to help people get health insurance, like, I mean, that's a really cool way. Like at that point, yeah, they can deal with pee in a bottle. That's whatever.
Right? But I don't know if movies have that same thing. I don't know how movies work, but I think like everyone on a movie is full time, right?
I don't know. I could not.
I don't know how it works.
But that would be somebody really cool if that's how he did it.
If he's doing this just to get people more money, then like, all right, Rock. All right, the final boss, we got you. But
yeah.
The pee,
I don't think that's happening, of course. Like
the pee is still kind of gross. Also, like, where do you wash your hands if you're just handing off pee to your like dude? Like,
you don't. Yeah, like
it's gross, bro. Like you probably like
sanitizer at that point or something.
You pee in a bottle and then you go kiss Gal Gadot and like
with your pee hands.
Oh, maybe he did that one for the team too.
Get out.
Oh man, all right, that's funny. What else do we got here? Let's see. Craven, the Craven movie got pushed back. It was going to be coming out August 30th. It got pushed back to December 13th. That's gonna be a failure. That's gonna be another Madame Web.
I am so bit. That's gonna be the movie that comes out near my birthday.
Yeah, bro.
No, like I've had some really good movies come out during my birthday. Like Rogue One came out around my birthday. Spider-Man Homecoming came out around my birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Like every year something good comes out around my birthday. And now you're telling me it's gonna be fucking Craven?
So what you're telling me is you're craving a good movie to come out on your birthday. and that one ain't it.
Neither of those are it, okay?
All right.
Goddamn, Craven.
Well, there is a live-action Scooby-Doo movie coming out, or a show, I'm not sure.
Again?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Yo, you know, like, Netflix just drew, not Netflix, HBO Max just dropped the Velma season 2 and, like didn't tell anybody, didn't promote it, nothing. They just, like, dropped it. Like, it's like
season 2?
Yeah, that, here's the thing. Everyone's like, how did this show that everyone universally hates get a season 2? And apparently 2 seasons were greenlit in the beginning. So it was always scheduled for a 2-season show.
Oh my God. Yeah, they had a season 2. This is hilarious. Yeah.
I think that show is incredible because, hear me out. That show is the one show that the anti-woke crowd and the woke crowd both agree is garbage. because like the anti-woke crowd is like, oh, you're putting people of color in these characters to pander to an audience. And the woke crowd is like, yeah, you're changing these characters to different races so you can make fun of these races. And they're like, we both don't like this.
Incredible. You know what?
Yeah.
It's very rare, but every now and then something so bad comes out
that
it unites everybody.
You ever hear the term, you go so far right, you go left?
Right?
That's what I feel like this show is. It went so far left that it went right. And I was just like, no, we don't like this.
Yeah, it's like on a clock, right? Yeah. At 9 and 3 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And you want people to come to the middle at 12 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
But no, it ends up being so bad, you end up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And everybody just hates it.
Yeah, that's exactly what seems like happening. Because, like, they made Velma Indian, but all they do is make fun of Indian culture. And, like, I don't get it. They make fun of, like, Indian women having, like, body hair. They make fun of, like, the accent. They make fun of Indian food. Which, like, these things aren't even good stereotypes because, like, Indian food is great. Like, especially Indian desserts. Mm. Indian desserts are amazing. And I'm just like, why is she making fun of things that aren't even stereotypes for us? Like, it's not even, like, brown people don't think. Yeah, brown people. I've never heard brown people say they hate desi desserts. Like, that makes no sense to me. And I've never heard white people say they hate desi desserts. That never made sense to me. Like, I've never, like, the whole premise of that show. To have Velma be brown just to make fun of brown people makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Shout out to Ramona in the comments for saying so good, because yes, so good.
Who is this Ramona?
Don't worry about it. We got fans.
I know. I met a girl in Chicago. Her name is Ramona, and she wants to be on our show. So I told her she could bring her up. She is hilarious. She is insane. I was wondering if that was the same one. Maybe all Ramonas are insane. But... we'll see.
Yes,
we'll see.
Desi desserts are dope.
They are dope. They're so good. I love Burfi, dude. Burfis are amazing.
Burfi's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Jalebi, literally, a whole song came out about it. There's a whole song
good
about jalebi.
Good old with jalebi, baby. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And kulfis, like, yo, kulfis. You know what it is, man? Oh, it is the same one. Yo, Ramona, what up? Come on the podcast. Yo, we got to have Ramona on the podcast next week. Let's do it.
The one and only BDR. You gotta explain that one to me.
I don't know what the hell that means. Oh, Big Dick Ramona. That's what it means.
What? What?
Yes. That's what it means.
Definitely bring her on.
Yo.
If that's how she's gonna introduce herself, you gotta bring her on.
Yeah, dude, she's so funny. I love her. She's so funny.
Let's go. I'm hyped. Let's go.
Yeah, that Velma show is pretty bad. So it's really ironic that, like, they both hate, everyone's hating on it, but it got a season two. So, hey, whatever. We'll see about that. All right, man. Oh. We've done all our pop culture stuff. Do you know what time it is?
It's that time
for science facts.
Science facts or just facts?
Just facts. But, like, nerd facts. Nerd facts. They're called nerd facts. You can't be Salam Nerds without nerd facts.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
All right, guys. It's time for nerd facts. So what we do is every day, Salam Weekly, we spent the first 30 minutes going over our lives and then going over pop culture news. But then in the last 10 to 20 minutes, we spend
it. 30 sometimes.
Sometimes 30. Sometimes they're really good. We go over facts, kind of like a Snapple facts. You know, science facts, nerd facts. And we react to them. We don't know what they are because they're on a calendar like this. Like, it's on a little calendar. So we haven't seen it. We don't know what they are. We react to it in real time. And hilarity ensues.
What day are you on the calendar? I'm just curious now.
Well, technically, we're a little behind.
Yeah, of course. We haven't been on it for 2 weeks. But, like, what day are you on?
No, because we didn't start doing these. At the beginning of the year, we started doing them in March. So we were like,
we went through so many though.
We do go through many because we're trying to catch up. Once we catch up, then we'll take it slower.
Go like seven every week or something.
Then we'll do it. Then we'll like savor them, man. We'll savor them. Right now we go through them really fast. We gotta savor them. Okay. Not unlike a jalebi.
I want some jalebi now, man. I hate you.
I'm doing a lot of callbacks this episode. There's a lot of callbacks. The spider bites, everything. There's a lot of callbacks. All right. Ready.
Let's do it.
Did you know about 1/3 of SpongeBob SquarePants fans are adults?
You know, I am not surprised.
Yeah.
No, like when I watched SpongeBob as a kid, my mom loved it as well. So
really?
That tracks. Yeah.
Ah,
I don't know what it was, but like my mom just loved SpongeBob.
But I think it was from the beginning. Like it wasn't like, oh, they're like young kids who grew up watching SpongeBob and still watch it. They were like there were people in college watching SpongeBob when it was brand new.
Yeah. Like I said, my mom is an adult.
Yeah.
And like she loves SpongeBob from the beginning.
Yeah. So Ramona is like, is it because they became adults watching it? No, I don't think so. I think
adults,
they were just adults. Because I remember being in college and people were crazy over it.
I don't know why, but
I don't know. SpongeBob was a vibe, man. It was a vibe. I was never really a SpongeBob person. I was more of a Patrick person. I liked the shorts. I have Patrick shorts, by the way.
You have like the actual green shorts?
I have the green shorts. Yeah.
Flowers?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Nice.
When I was filming my reality show, I was going to work out in them, and they were like, God, no, don't do that.
Please tell me you did. And please tell me you got it on camera.
I did not. I did not. I did not. But we'll see.
That would have been great. Yeah. All right. Like, SpongeBob had some banger songs, though, like Sweet Victory, the Krusty Krab Pizza song. I mean, just
people would hear music. They had quotes. People would be like, floor it, floor it. Like, they would always do it. So yeah, I mean, it's very popular with college kids. So yeah. All right, here's a sciencey one. Clinical lycanthropy. Do you know what that is?
Lycanthropy?
Okay, lycanthropy. Okay, that sounded really worse than it was. maybe I can't read.
Yes, it's when people think they're a werewolf or something.
Yeah, Jazz, you're so smart.
That's what
it's a psychiatric syndrome in which a man thinks that he's a wolf.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, a wolf, not a werewolf. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's what lycan means. Isn't that like the Greek or Latin root for wolf?
Yeah, I remember that from the Blade movies. Because they were called the wolf people lycans in Blade 3.
That's, Blade Trinity. Right, I was like, yep. Yeah, no, that's how. Yeah, so lycanthropy. Yeah,
that's crazy, yo. There's a she-wolf in my closet. Ooh, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. It's not like that.
Hold up.
You don't know the song?
It's Shakira. I know the song. It's a Shakira song.
Is that not the lyrics?
I'm just wondering why it's in your closet.
Oh, is that not the lyrics?
No.
it's better than the R. Kelly closet song, at least.
Yo, trapped in the closet was a masterpiece.
Okay, that kind of was.
Sung by a really shitty person, but it was a masterpiece.
That is true. Do you know Weird Al Yankovic made a version of that?
No, but I do know American Dad had a version to it. Oh my God. That was hilarious.
That's funny. All right. Lycanthropy, not lycanthropy. Man,
I mean,
that's a different kind of disease or a syndrome. But that's for haram nerds on our Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe. It's $1. $1 to subscribe. Is that the price? Is that what we're doing? That we're charging?
I think it started at $5 just as general supporters. But then if you want to get the haram nerd, it's like $50 a month.
Let's make it down to $1 for like the early birds.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Right? Like a Daisy party. You charge the early bird people less.
But here's the catch. It's unlimited.
All right. Next one. A cow faces north or south to graze. They do this all over the world. They only face north and south.
That's interesting, but also sounds like a fake fact. But okay. Hold
on. Cows face north or south to graze. Yeah, to graze. I don't know what that means. What is grazing? Are they like lighting up?
That's eating. Like
that's just... that's okay. That's blazing. They're not blazing.
Are they?
Are they? Are they? Are they? We don't know. Have you ever seen Cars, the movie?
Yeah.
So they go cow tipping, but like the cows are tractors, and they like go like fall backwards. It's so funny.
Yeah. So I did Google this one. This one's fake, by the way.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
I like that we're fact checking some of these though. Shout out.
We're fact checking the facts. Hell
we're fact checking the facts. Yeah.
Somebody has to do it. Nobody else Google shit.
So cows don't face north or south to graze.
They might. It's not like they for sure don't. But like, it's not that they're limited to facing north or south. They'll eat grass wherever it is. Like.
I thought it was like a Muslim thing, like the cows have to face Mecca or something, like they have to face north or south.
That's like, hilarious, but no, that's not true.
Like, are these, they're Muslim.
You're quick with that one. That was pretty good, actually.
Like, why else would they face a certain direction? They gotta be Muslims.
My God, dude.
Brother cow,
tell that to the Hindus and they'll stop killing us.
Whoa. Easy there. All right. In Italy, it is illegal to make coffins out of anything except nutshells or wood. Is it because they're biodegradable? What? Yeah. In Italy, it is illegal to make coffins out of anything except nutshells or wood.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But also, that's really cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. It's probably because like it biodegrades, right? Or is it because it's the person alive, they can knock through it and break out?
Oh, I thought it was because it's trying to prevent zombies.
If you want to prevent zombies, then like I don't know if wood and nutshells are good. Like nutshells makes
perfect sense because why? Like the body will biodegrade, right? But if you're in like a cement coffin or something,
yeah,
your body will be preserved almost. And so so just to prevent zombies.
So if your coffin is made of wood, you will biodegrade?
Eventually, yes.
Interesting. Okay. I get that. Mm-hmm. Good. Fuck those zombies. We don't need them. All right. Before our world was covered in trees, it was actually blanketed by giant mushrooms. These species towered at 7.3 meters high and up to 0.9 meters wide. Scientists found ancient fossils of these gigantic structures and were able to determine that they were fungi. Oh my God, we used to live in Mario World.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I want bouncy mushrooms. Let's go.
That's crazy. We were the Mushroom Kingdom.
We were the Mushroom Kingdom before the Mushroom Kingdom. Is that why Yoshi's also in that world?
Because he's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're going in prehistoric time. It's a time machine. The pipes are time machines.
Everything makes sense now.
Right? What? That just blew my mind.
It blew my mind too, man. Wow.
Hey, yo. How it's much
funny, you said yo because Romana just said yo.
Yo. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy fact, man. And like the Yoshi thing makes so much sense.
Yeah. Dinosaurs, mushrooms, the past.
Isn't Bowser like a prehistoric turtle?
I'm going to assume so, yes.
We just cracked the code, or is this something that like everybody knew and we're just learning
everybody
right now?
Everybody knew we're late to the party.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Right? Like prehistoric turtles. We probably had turtles that flew.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
And there was like a blue turtle shell, like maybe Mario Kart's real too. I don't know.
I mean, technically, Stegosaurus would be a spiky shell kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Oh my God, a Stegosaurus is like a turtle. The King Koopa, Bowser. Oh my God,
it all makes sense.
That blew my mind. That's crazy.
Yeah, all right. Blew your mind.
Like the blue shell. Blue shell, yeah. All right, speaking of blue, baby red kangaroos are smaller than cherries when they are born. That's so tiny. Cherry.
I mean, isn't everything small when they're born?
Not, but like a cherry. A cherry is small.
Yeah.
A cherry is like small.
Yeah.
Like I don't. They're not talking about like when they're actually. That's like not when they're in the belly. This is like when they come out.
Yeah. Okay. Like that's tiny. That's wild. Like even like my kittens were bigger when they were born.
Yeah. Is that why they fit into the pockets?
I'm guessing they grow in the pockets, and that's why they're kept there for so long.
Yeah. I heard the pockets are nasty. It's, like, all, like, liquidy. It's not, like, cool little pocket.
Where no, you can just, of course like, hop not. In. It's definitely going to have, like...
Yeah, yeah. It's got, like, fluids in there. Like fluids. Like, it's not, like, a little cool little pocket. Like a person could, like, just, like, hop in and be like, hey, kangaroo, take me. You can't do that.
No, of course not. I mean, why would you want to?
Cartoons made it look cool.
Cartoons are cartoons.
Fair. But I don't know. But cherries are very small. That's crazy.
They're very small indeed.
Damn. I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to go look it up and I'll post it on the gram. We'll see. Next. Please. What do we got? The first archaeological evidence of soup came from 6000 BCE and is primarily its primary ingredient was hippopotamus.
Interesting. I didn't think hippos would make it.
Hippo hippopotamus soup was like from 6,000 BCE. That's so weird.
I mean, how? But like, if they had like a lot of fat, right? You would render down fat and make it something hearty. So yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't expect it to be hippos of all things. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, that's so
crazy. How do humans hunt hippos? Hippos are dangerous.
That's true, man. How? 6,000 BCE. Like, that's, like, I don't know. I want to say that's before, like, weapons. But I don't know. Weapons are, like, a rock. So you can't kill a hippo with a rock, though. Right?
Neves, yeah. Like, you would use, like, a spear or a rock or something. Like,
I'm sure spears were invented.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's evidence of that. But, no, yeah. Like, hippos, they're deadly. They're some of the deadliest creatures on Earth. What were we thinking?
They were like an Earth tank, is what people say.
Yeah, like, they will kill you. And their bite force is incredibly strong.
And they're hungry, hungry.
And they're hungry, hungry. This guy.
Oh, man. This is why I can't have a girlfriend.
Yeah. That's not why.
Okay. All right.
It's because you are too kind and too sweet for everybody out there.
I know. I'm a golden retriever. I have a golden retriever energy.
I can see everybody also agrees, because even in the comments, you're like, this is so Neeb.
I know. Y'all, okay, let me tell you. Want me to tell you about a story that happened while I was at this wedding that involved this commenter, Ramona?
Please enlighten us.
All right. I'm going to do this story, and then I'm going to do one. Forget it. We're going to do this story. All right. We're going to end it with the story. So
let's go.
I'm invited to this wedding. All right.
Okay.
So, you know, weddings, you know, they have invites. I don't really
read.
That was
a plus one thing. Yeah.
I don't really read wedding invites. I kind of just look at the dates and the location. But apparently there was color directions in this.
Oh no.
Right. So one of my friends at this wedding, she sent a message in the group chat saying, guys, don't forget about the color directions. So the color direction says, like, the bride and groom is gonna wear this, you guys can wear whatever you want. And then I stopped reading. Apparently it was you can wear whatever you want, but please don't wear yellow.
Let me guess, you wore yellow.
So so I already packed when I saw this message. So I don't have another kurta. I only have like one kurta, and it's yellow.
You're in Chicago, just go to Devon Street.
So I'm in Chicago, and it's not a big deal because, like, you know, one of my friends offered to give me his, you know, kurta, and then, like, I could have also went to Devon Street or Janish and Jamshed or whatever, right? But people were in a panic, and they were like, this fucking guy, what the hell? And, like, I'm getting roasted in the group chat like crazy. Yeah, and then, like,
go on.
And then, like, I finally get to Chicago, and I'm at my friend's place, and then I show him the kurta, and he goes, motherfucker, that's green.
I'm dead.
And, like, the reason it was a big deal is because I was in the dances. I was in all the dances. So, like, it would be obvious if I wore this color. And, like, it was, like, mustard olive green. And I was like, oh, it's mustard yellow, which apparently isn't real color. I don't know. It looked yellow.
Mustard is green. A real color. I get that.
Right. I thought it was mustard yellow. They said it's mustard green or olive green, or I don't know. They're throwing all this stuff out, right? And I'm like, I don't understand. These two look the same to me. And then, like, one of my other friends was wearing, like, a white shirt. And I'm like, oh, I thought he was wearing a blue shirt. Turns out I might be colorblind.
I think you're colorblind. What is going on, my guy?
One of my friends who went to optometry school, she did the test on me, and she found out that I'm colorblind.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, we've had these moments where I'm just like, no, that's this color. And this is making a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, I've had our podcast where I've done, like, the lighting, like, with stuff, and it's been off.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times. Like, I'll try to match the lighting in our show with the lighting in the background, and they're, like, off.
Yeah.
And I just,
so I was so confused.
I just realized
it makes so much sense now.
I just realized it's Color Buy, and the and luckily the bride got a kick out of it. Like, she was really like cool about it, and like, she was like, Aneev is the only person I wouldn't get mad at, but like, he's so stupid.
I remember the time when we first met at Upnut. I let you borrow one of my clothes for something.
Yeah, you did.
I remember what it was. Yeah.
I remember. People have to let me borrow a lot of their clothes because I am so bad at color coding. I think color coding was the issue. Like, it didn't go with my pants or something. And because of that, you gave me a kurta that does go with it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. And yeah, I feel like this has been an ongoing problem my whole life. And I've just been too dumb to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Funny story. I didn't even know you back then.
Yeah, you didn't. I think that was the first time we met.
Yeah.
Motherfucker literally gave me the shirt off his back. You literally gave me the shirt off your back.
That's what I do, man.
That's what he does. All right. So that was my highlight of the wedding, where I'm just freaking colorblind and almost ruined this wedding because I couldn't tell between like a... There was no mustard. Someone said in the
Ramona
comments.
Saying there's no mustard. It was green. It was green.
Oh my god. Relax.
It was green. Hold up. Ramona, what color was it? Was it like actual green? Or was it like a greenish yellow? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. Like,
to me, it's a greenish yellow. I'm gonna wear it on the next episode.
Oh my god, it was green.
Yo, we're going to have Ramona on our episode on this Sunday. We're going to bring her on. I'm going to
yellow.
I'm going to wear the episode. I mean, I'm going to wear the kurta, and we'll let the audience judge.
Oh my god, this is hilarious. And he was the only one that saw yellow.
I know. So this whole time I'm like, "Wait a second. Am I a bad dresser? Like, have I not known this whole time how to match clothes?"
Oh, Neves, we have a lot to talk about, and I'm so glad Ramona's coming on to talk about this, because I cannot wait to see.
No, I changed my mind. Kurta. We're not gonna have Ramona on the show. She's mean.
No. We are for sure bringing her on. Ramona, if he doesn't give you like the link whenever we're doing it, just text me directly and I'll send it to you. Okay?
No, I take it back. Cause like, there's other stories she might share that are scary that I don't want her to share.
Let's go. I am hyped. We definitely got to have her on. No. Ramona, look, if you see this right now, right? My Instagram handle is right there, right below my name.
No.
Please follow me. And in case Neves doesn't, I will send you the link. Okay.
No, because like, I don't mind the yellow green kurta jokes, but like, people always make fun of me for falling in love at weddings with like the first pretty face I see, which kind of happens.
That's often normal. We all do that, okay?
I do.
Not just you, man. Like, every guy does that, all right? That's normal.
Really? Is it normal for guys to have a little kush what the heck moment at every wedding? And you're just
for
like,
sure, dude.
Tum pasa, eh? You must cry. Like, yo, I'd be having the moments, bro. I'd be hoping my Sherwani gets caught on some girl's dabata. Like, I'd be walking by a few times trying to have the wind blow. Like, trying to make that moment happen.
I'm dead.
What? Am I the only one that does that? Oops.
Okay, we don't go that far. But like, you know, every now and then. You go to a wedding. Like, oh yeah, that girl's cute. Like,
dumb. Yeah. I was trying to get my yellow Sherwani caught on the...
Your yellow Sherwani.
On the girl's green lenga. Like...
Oh my god. Hold up. I really want to know what these colors are. I can't wait to see this.
All right, I'll bring it on Sunday. We'll bring Ramona in. I don't want to rehash this story. This is that I forget that there's some embarrassing parts.
No. We're definitely doing this.
All right, that's the end of this episode, guys.
Bye.
Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, and yeah, get checked for being colorblind. You never know. Until next time, guys. Salam, nerds.
Peace.